Hello, everyone. My name is John Willis, Director of Community Services for the City of Jackson and Martin Luther King Community Center. I grew up as one of six children with a phenomenal mom. Grew up in a very, 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 very tough situation for her to grow up. We had at home, we had some struggles at home, kind of abusive father when we were growing up. And my mother had to make a lot of sacrifices for us to be successful. But the important thing she taught us, she shared with us, the gift of giving. She would literally make us go like every Saturday to visit at a senior citizen's home or some different things like that. And we could never figure it out. But she wanted us to understand that you always have something to give. It doesn't matter what you have. If your wealth is not measured by what you have physically or temperamentally. And it weighed on us really, really heavy. It didn't really make a lot of sense to me at the time as a young person, but she constantly would put that in us, and she would pour these different things in us. And she spent so much time with me for a long time as a young man growing up. We were trying to stray, but she would always come back to these principles. She would always come back to learning how to play the piano. She'd always come back to teaching us how to sing. She'd always come back to making sure we knew how to read, do a lot of different things that didn't make a lot of sense to us. As I began to get older and I began to have a family of my own, I have a wife and we have 10 children, seven boys and three girls. And I work at the Martin Luther King Center where we're constantly working with children. It started to click. It started to dawn on me exactly what she meant. You always have something to give. You always have something to share. There's always something inside of a young person that you can share with. So it's always exciting to me to see that go on. And we worked for a lot of years. And like, see, with the 10 children, it took us a long time to figure out what was causing that. Once we got that all figured out, then we took care of that. So, but with the 10 children growing up, we did a lot of time. All of our children came and they learned to give and work in the community center and do different things like that. And we were constantly giving, we were constantly doing things, and hadn't realized it, but so many years had passed before we had actually went on a vacation or taken a trip. And this is my wife, who's the mother of all 10 of those children. The first, our twins, Terrence and Darrell, 29, youngest is 14 now. But we done a lot. We made some sacrifices for their education. We made some sacrifices to make sure we were instilling a lot of the principles and things that we had in ourselves while constantly sharing with the community, while trying to make sure you're helping young people understand that regardless of your horizon, what you see, regardless of your background, regardless of your home situation, if you want to be successful and you make good choices, you can be successful. We were doing this so much that it hadn't really dawned on me, we haven't really taken a good vacation in a long time. So we were at King Center. Was working. My wife, she came down to help me with everything. If there's a room need to be painted at King Center, I'm painting, she's down there painting. The kids are down there mixing paint. Everybody's down there doing something. Well, Joe Pudel, and this is not an advertisement for All American Security, but Joe Pudel from All American Security, we bought a camera system for King Center. And when he was down there, we were helping a young lady that needed a place to live. And he said, John, I've been hearing about some things that you're doing in the community. And he said, I'm really impressed by that. I was like, you know, I just give credit to my mom, give credit to my wife, give credit to God for giving me the opportunity to be able to help somebody. Not knowing that Joe had in his mind a plan. And so me and my wife, we were sitting around, we didn't know what we were going to do for Thanksgiving. And he comes to me and he gives me this weekend gift certificate to the Old English Inn in Eden Rapids. I didn't know anything about Old English. Yeah, we go out, you know, we get us a hotel at Holiday Inn, wherever, and we're good. But he gave me the certificate, and when we drove, first of all, I'm thinking, Eden Rapids, who goes to something in Eden Rapids? That's my first thought, that's my honest thought. I had no idea of how nice it really was. But I told my wife, you know, we've got this gift certificate, we're going to Eden Rapids. So anyway, we get in, we drive up to Eden Rapids, and this place is an old, like, two-door mansion. It's just phenomenal. And it was bread, and it was food, bed and breakfast in this wonderful room, and they were bringing breakfast to us and everything. And I was like a real hero, because I hadn't told her that Joe gave that to me. Yeah, but I was like a real hero for that weekend. I did tell her, I did confess to her that Joe did it, but we had the most wonderful weekend. And it just really opened my eyes that when you give and you share stuff with people, it always comes back to you. Try for only bad part of that is now every year my wife wants to go back to the Old English Inn, so we're figuring out how to work that out. But I just wanted to share that with you. That was just a random act of kindness that meant so much to me. I took pictures of my wife all weekend, just that smile that she had. It was the same smile that she had when she was a 21-year-old lady that I married with no children, and it meant a lot to me, but it meant great. So thank you. That's my story.